This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trendworth, and I'm going to hope that you share with me another hour of bluegrass music, and there's no better way to start it off than some very early Flat & Scruggs recordings. The first tune I'm going to play, Cabin in Caroline, is recorded in 1948 in Knoxville, Tennessee, and the band was Lester Flatt on vocals and guitar, Earl Scruggs on banjo, Mac Wiseman on guitar, Howard Watts on bass, and Jim Schumarty on fiddle. And we're going to hear Cabin in Caroline, and then we're going to hear a tune a little bit later than that, Will the Roses Bloom, which was a 1950 recording, and that had Curly Seckler in the band, and Benny Sims on fiddle, and Jody Rainwater on bass. So the band had changed a little bit in just 2 years, but these are classic bluegrass tunes that you'll still hear them today at almost any jam session. So let's get right underway and hear them now. Here we go.
There's a cabin in the pines in the hills of Caroline, and a blue-eyed girl is waiting there for me. I'll be going back someday, and from her I'll never stray, and the cabin in the hills of Caroline. For the cabin in the shadow of a pine, and the blue-eyed girl way down in Caroline. Someday she'll be my wife, and we'll live a happy life in the cabin in the hills of Caroline. In my grip for that long, long trip back to the hills of Caroline. I want to see that blue-eyed girl, she's the sweetest in the world, and the cabin in the hills of Caroline. For the cabin in the shadow of the pine, and that blue-eyed girl way down in Caroline. Someday she'll be my wife, and we'll live a happy life in a cabin in the hills of Caroline. And when it's late at night and the moon is shining bright and the whippoorwill is calling from the hill, then I tell her of my love greater than the stars above, how I love her now and I know I always will. For the cabin in the shadow all upon and that blue-eyed girl way down in Caroline. Someday she'll be my wife and we'll live a happy life in the cabin in the hills of Caroline. Fall upon the roses for my darling sleep beneath the sand. Her lips were like a bunch of roses, her eyes shine like the starlight sky, and her hair was dark and it was curly. I love her till the day I die. Will the roses bloom where she lies sleeping? Will the flowers shed their petals there? Will the dewdrop fall upon the roses where my darling sleep beneath the sand? Underneath the beautiful sky, I miss her more now since she had left me. I know we've said her last goodbye. Will the roses bloom where she lies sleeping? Will the flowers shed their petals there? Will the dew fall upon the roses for my darling sleep beneath the sand?
Oh, some classic bluegrass there from very early Flatten Scruggs, and Curly Sickler singing tenor and playing mandolin on that song, and that's about as much mandolin as you're ever going to hear from the Flatten Scruggs band, because they were really trying to distance themselves from the music of Bill Monro and forge a different identity. And but that had a lot of mandolin in it, and it sounded great. Good to hear it. Of course, you'll all remember Ricky Skaggs and Tony Rice's great version of that song too. If you've listened to this show on any sort of regular basis, you'll know that I really enjoy the music of the Kathy Kallick Band. Her 2015 album, Foxhounds, has some great music on it. Kathy Kallick, guitar and vocals. Andy Stanenek, fiddle and vocals. Carrie Black, bass player, and he does vocals. Greg Booth, dobro and banjo player. Astonishing. Spent some time with Greg and vocals. And Tom Beckany, mandolin and vocals. Everyone sings. They're a fun band. Excellent to watch. And we're going to hear a couple of Kathy Kallick tunes, So Danged Lonesome, sounds interesting, with harmonies by her and the boys. And then I'm Not Your Honey Baby Now, with the harmonies by Kathy and Annie. And that, let's listen from the album Foxhounds to the Kathy Kallick Band.
Like a wind that blows through a crack echo through a canyon on a long winter's night. Of a train whistles long, mournful moan, like the darkest hour before the first light. So dang lonesome,
so lonesome it hurts all through the day, and sleep brings no takes and it yearns, and there's no greater pain than grief.
some hard driving bluegrass for you from the Kathy Kellick Band out of California, based around San Francisco area. I'm not sure where everyone lives, of course, but that's roughly where I've seen them based, and they are a good fun band to watch, believe me. Worth doing it. Right, you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and this is a radio show that comes from Free FM 89.0, independent community media, based in Hamilton, New Zealand, and goes around the access radio stations of New Zealand, Christchurch, Raglan, Wairarapa, Radio Southland, Otago Access Radio, Wellington Access Radio, Access Radio stations in Canada, like CFBX Kamloops, British Columbia, Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario, and Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA. And, of course, you can get it as a podcast from freefm.org.nz or theaccessradio.org or Apple Podcasts. So these days there's no such thing as a local radio show, is there? I hope you're enjoying my New Zealand take on bluegrass music. I've been playing the music for more than 50 years and still love doing it. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, a big music store in Hamilton, New Zealand. They've been around Hamilton for more than 50 years too. I got my very first banjo from them just in the year or two after the shop opened, and they've been supplying musical needs to all sorts of musicians. They've got Martin guitars, Court guitars, and everything in between, Deering banjos, more ukuleles than you've ever seen in your life, keyboards, drums and strings and straps, and go online to their website, www.shearersmusic.co.nz, and just see what they've got. They do a lot of online sales, and tell them that you heard about them on Back Porch Bluegrass, and they'll be absolutely thrilled. We're going to have an instrumental from a fine bluegrass band, Blue Highway, and that band consists of Sean Lane on mandolin and fiddle, Wayne Taylor on bass, Jason Burleson on banjo, Rob Ikes on dobro, and Tim Stafford on guitar. They all sing and write their own songs. Wonderful. But this is an instrumental and called Horseshoe Bend, and Sean Lane wrote it and is playing fiddle and mandolin on it. And he wrote this instrumental with a place on Boone Lake, East Tennessee, in mind. So if you're in East Tennessee and you know Boone Lake, this is Horseshoe Bend, is written about that. Sean saw it on the maps he had and liked the name, and then he got a fishing boat and went into the lake and found out exactly where it was. So that's how you name your instrumentals. And here it is now for you. We'll play this tune. Here comes Blue Highway with Horseshoe Bend. fine picking on that tune, isn't it? That was Horseshoe Bend. Now we're going to hear Tony Ellis Band, Dudley Connell, Tom Gray, Lester Woody, and Tony Ellis on banjo. Some guys with a real history of bluegrass music picking a classic old tune, My Long Journey Home. Classic old bluegrass there from Tony Ellis. Tony Ellis has been out to New Zealand a few times. We've put on concerts locally with him and his son Bill, and a wonderful, genial man. We sat in one of the malls in Hamilton, and he was playing fiddle and I was picking banjo, and we attracted a crowd and got a few tips thrown in the hat. And when we had enough money, we took our wives and had a cup of coffee and some nice food. So I wouldn't have normally done that, but Tony is an interesting guy and open to all sorts of things. He really liked my Baldwin banjo, and he couldn't work out why I liked it. And then he decided that it was because it was made of walnut, and he really liked the tone of a walnut banjo. So he liked Stelling banjos, and he had Jeff Stelling make him a walnut one. I'm not sure if that's what he was playing on that album. Peter Rowan is an interesting character, played with Bill Munro for a long time, and plays his bluegrass music with a great intensity. And I've got a 2010 album here from Peter Rowan. Peter's playing guitar and doing most of the lead vocals. Jody Stetcher on mandolin and doing some lead vocals. Keith Little, real nice guy from California, banjo and doing vocals, and Paul Knight doing some bass. And I've selected a couple of tunes that also feature other people, as Pete Rowan is likely to do. And we have the song So Good, and on that he's got Gillian Welsh and David Rawlings helping him out. And then Catfish Blues, which has got Jody Stetcher doing the lead vocals on it and playing mandolin. And so let's listen to some Peter Rowan Bluegrass Band from the album Legacy.
while the wind is blowing in through trees. Raindrops falling with emotion. Oh, wash me clean and set me free. So good, so good, so good. So good, so good, so good. So good, so good, so good. So good.
Say size of catfish, swimming in the deep blue sea. Of all you good-looking women, send out lines, send out lines, lines and hooks, hooks and lines. Send out lines, send out lines. Yeah, fishing after me.
Well, that's Jody Stetcher from the Pete Rowan Bluegrass Band, and with the Catfish Blues. That's a bit different. Makes a huge difference putting the bass on the offbeat, doesn't it? Well, it sounds really quite different. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I get to play all sorts of bluegrass music from my collection here. There'll be old stuff, there'll be new stuff, there'll be recent releases, and there'll be things that I've taken off my collection of vinyl as well. So a big range of bluegrass music, and it's just hopefully like if you were at my place and I was playing you stuff from my collection, this is what we'd be doing. And I'm going to play you some Hamilton County bluegrass music. That's what I was involved in for most of my life, still am. And we did some interesting things. In 1970, we liked Merle Haggard tunes. He wrote great tunes. Lots of bluegrass bands know that. And we recorded his Mama Tried. This was, the lineup was Alan Rhodes on lead vocals and guitar, myself on banjo, Colleen Trenwith on fiddle, and David Calder on mandolin. And we had a new bass player, Miles Ray replaced Lindsay on bass. And this track, Mama Tried, never came out on any long playing albums. It was just as a single. And then the next song we're going to hear after that is 2 years later from the album Kersbrook Cottage. And that's the same lineup, except we had Graham Lovejoy on mandolin instead of David Calder by that stage. And Kersbrook Cottage was the title track for an album we recorded in Sydney, Australia. And it's been a great song. Two quite different sounds from the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. Enjoy.
First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a young boy's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. One and only rebel child to a family meek and mild, my mama seemed to know what lay in store. In spite of all my Sunday learning, to the bad I kept on turning, till my mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but mama tried. Mama tried, mama tried to teach me better, but her bleeding I denied. That leaves only me to blame, cause mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, let my ma a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes. Working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried so very hard, but I refused. Well, I tried to settle down in a peaceful little town. Life was good with Mary by my side. Now I sit here in my cell, cause the world around me fell. No one could steer me right, but Mary tried. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. Steer me right, but mama tried. Mama tried, mama tried to teach me better, but her bleeding I denied. That leaves only me to blame, cause mama tried. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but mama tried. Mama tried, mama tried to teach me better, but her bleeding I denied. That leaves only me blame, cause mama tried. That leaves only me to blame, cause mama tried. they put their own mattress on the floor. Then they go back to the other side of One Tree Hill. Early morning ruckus in the gum trees wakes you up no matter what the day. Monday's just a weekday Sunday from this side of One Tree Hill. Kersbrook Cottage faded green, lying here among the trees. Soon the hills will be burnt dark brown, fire towers falling down. Sunset's good for almost half an hour, purple gray, then evening's here again. Life is pleasantly suspended on this side of One Tree Hill. Kersbrook Cottage faded green, lying here among the trees. Soon the hills will be burnt dark brown, fire towers falling down. Always room for friends in the country. They put their own mattress on the floor. Then they go back to the side of One Tree Hill. Kersbrook Cottage faded green, lying here among the trees. Soon the hills will be burnt dark brown, fire towers falling down.
Oh, I always enjoy hearing that song and hearing Alan sing's Kersbrook Cottage. It was written by an Australian songwriter from South Australia, and we went to South Australia one time and went driving around the area of Kersbrook to find out where the cottage was, and found out that it had been burnt down just a few years before. Sort of prophetic in some way. Carl Erickson wrote the song, and it's about a real place. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm getting to play you some of my favourite music. David Grisman and friends. He's got a lot of great friends. And as well as his forays into very adventurous music, he also loves and plays some straight bluegrass. Foggy Mountain Top, that great tune that Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs named their band after. David Grisman's playing mandolin. He's got Doc Watson playing guitar and Alan O'Brien singing tenor. What a combination. And then Home Is Where the Heart Is. In that tune, he's got himself on mandolin and lead vocal, and Del McCurry on guitar and lead vocal on the choruses, Herb Peterson on banjo and tenor vocal, Stuart Duncan on fiddle, and James Kerwin on bass. Boy, he's got some good friends. Let's hear David Grisman and friends from the album Home Is Where the Heart Is.
If I was on some foggy mountain top, I'd sail away to the west. I'd sail all around this whole wide world to the girl I love the best. Well, if I had to listen to what Mama said, I would not be here today, lying around this old jailhouse, a-weeping my sweet life away. If I was on some foggy mountain top, I'd sail away to the west. I'd sail all around this whole wide world to the girl I love the best. Pick it, David.
tell her that she need not to fool her time away just to court some other feller. She called me to weep and she called me to mourn. She called me to leave my home to them lonesome pines and them good old times. I'm on my way back home. If I was on some foggy mountain top, I'd sail away to the west. I'd sail all around this whole wide world to the girl I love the best. Let's make it together. Whenever you go away courting, boys, let me tell you how to do. Pull off that long tail rouser, pal, put on your navy blue. If I was on some foggy mountain top, I'd sail away to the west. I'd sail all around this whole wide world to the girl I love the best.
Well, some great bluegrass there from David Grisman there and a whole bunch of his friends. Home is where the heart is. And before that, Doc Watson and Alan O'Brien did a fine job on Foggy Mountain Top, which has long been one of my favourite tunes. Oh, you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. We're going to hear a gospel song. Now it's time we heard a gospel song from a great album, The Stanley Gospel Tradition, playing songs about our Saviour. All material from Ralph and Carter Stanley. And this is a tune called Let Me Walk, Lord, By Your Side, written by Carter Stanley. Dan Tominski doing mandolin and lead vocal, Dwight McCall doing the tenor vocal, Tim Austin on rhythm guitar, James Allen Shelton on the lead guitar, Craig Smith on banjo, Barry Bales on bass, and Aubrey Haney on fiddle. That's a pretty highfalutin band you got there, and they do a great job on this song with the lead vocals by Dan Tominski. Let Me Walk, Lord, By Your Side.
Church house Sunday morning, sat a man unwelcome there, judged by men and not by Jesus. He lifted up his voice in prayer, steer me on the righteous pathway, humbly to abide.
your precious bosom. Let me walk, Lord, by your side. Several silent moments follow. It seemed like no one was in that room. Then a voice that roared like thunder said, look for me, I'll be coming soon.
Steer me on the righteous pathway. Help me humbly to abide.
Such a change I never witnessed. Tear-filled eyes were plainly shown. Gathered there around that stranger, saying, God bless you, welcome home.
Steer me on the righteous pathway. Help me humbly to abide. Hold me to your precious bosom. Let me walk, Lord, by your side.
Oh, those guys do a great job of the Stanley Brothers type gospel, and I think the way Ralph and Carter Stanley did their gospel music was just the best. We're going to hear a song from Becky Buller now, from her album Tween Earth and Sky. I saw Becky Buller and her band play at the Grass Valley Festival in California just a few years ago. I've got a signed album just to prove it. She had Dan Boner playing guitar for her and Ned Lubericki on banjo, and it was a great band, I tell you. And the song I've selected from her is Thank You. It's one that she's written herself, and Ned's getting to play banjo on this one anyway. Stephen Mugen, I'm not sure if I'm saying that correctly, on guitar, Beth Lawrence on bass, and Brooke and Darren Eldridge doing the harmony vocals with Becky, and Darren is also playing mandolin. And great songs from Becky Buller. Thank you.
Thank you for another day to praise you, Lord. Thank you for the blessings only you can give. You've given me this life so I can praise you, Lord. Thank you for another blessed day to jar of clay, empty and wanting to your spirit move my way. Gave me purpose, gave me breath, so I could praise you from my birth home to my death. Thank you for another day to praise you, Lord. Thank you for the blessings only you can give. You've given me this life so I can praise you, Lord. Thank you for another blessed day to live. Blessings only you can give. You've given me this life so I can praise you, Lord. Thank you for another blessed day to live.
was Becky Buller and her band with a little tune called Thank You, and it's a good fun tune. Well, you've been listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I've been playing some music from my shelves here, and I hope you've found something to enjoy in this show. Remember to either tune in again on your Access Radio station, or get it as a podcast anytime. You can listen live also from the Free FM 89.0 webpage. Just put Free FM 89.0 into your browser and you'll find us. All sorts of ways you can listen to the program and have some good bluegrass music stored up for you. I'm going to take it out with a tune from the band New Blue. Their album was called All The Way, and it's a great banjo tune, Blackjack, written by J.D. Crow and Doyle Lawson. And Carolyn Ruth is playing bass, Daniel Ruth playing guitar, Levi Austin's a banjo player, Austin Kerner on mandolin, and Ron Stewart on fiddle. It's a great tune, and thanks very much for listening. We'll see you all just a little bit later. Next time, maybe.
Episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.